Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the guy with a frog in my throat today, for some reason, not sure why. Anyway, we're glad to have you back, glad to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Mark Rosenman back on the show. Mark is Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. And as you know, Tatum and I have been working together. The folks at Tatum have been working together now for a long time, but probably about 10 years or so, that they've been joining us to deliver the survey that they conduct of business managers, just like you and me, across the country. Hundreds, several hundred business managers who happen to be their partners. But these are partners who are helping to run businesses. And so they poll them every month to see what's going on out there and ask them a few specific questions every month, the same questions every month, and they give them their answers. And Mark and Sam Norwood, who's not with us this summer, process that information and deliver it to us, and we appreciate it. We're the happy beneficiaries of that report. Mark Rosenman, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I'm glad to have you back, Mark, but I'm not glad to have your report here this week.
It's, I know how you feel, Jim.
I'm looking at a lot of yellow here.
Yeah, our report shows the economy, in the view of our respondents, kind of going sideways.
Yeah.
Not going down, but going sideways.
So maybe that's an accomplishment.
It may be.
Maybe holding your own is okay right now.
That could be. When you look at our figures, we've got more folks who are still basically optimistic than are pessimistic. But the trend has been down the last couple of months since we hit a high in May. So we're into a little bit of summer doldrums here.
Is this, and I don't think I've heard anybody else use this term before, so I'm going to coin it right now. Is this our economy's stress test?
Well, it could be.
You know, the banks, they put the banks through a stress test a year or so ago. Where they sort of said, okay, let's show us what you're made of, and this might be our economy stress test right now. In other words, you know, okay, you got some realities out there. How are you going to deal with it?
Yeah, I think that's true. When you look at some of the basic indicators that we examine every month, things like order backlog and capital availability, there is a stress test going on. I think you're right because. Good companies are getting better. They're innovating. They're doing all the right things. There's a real riptide of innovation in the small and middle market companies, but they're not seeing the demand that they need to really bring out that next generation of products yet, or to spend themselves on capital equipment. So
the consumer is MIA to a large degree. The consumer is under a lot of stress right now. The credit availability is not there. The demand for credit is not there. We've got 9%+ unemployment. And if there's anything good about what's going on right now, Mark, to me, it's that the businesses that are still in business survived the Great Recession. And that means that they know how to do it. That means that they're doing something right. They've got some discipline. And so my point is I think we may be in the doldrums right now, but I think we got the right people to deal with it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's probably right. Companies that have come through the recession typically have gotten stronger. The map of our industries has changed because you have winners and losers at a faster rate during a recession than is true during normal times.
Right.
Companies have the winners and the survivors have come out of this recession stronger. They're really ready to go. They've got some new products, new services. We just need that tide of demand to raise up all the boats.
And I'll tell you something. I don't see demand turning around in any kind of a dramatic way for some time now. I think the demand, as it grows over the next year or two or three, is going to be so incremental. I think it'll grow, but it'll be so incremental that it won't, in the moment, it won't feel like growth. We're going to have to look back and see the growth. What do you think?
You could be right, but on the other hand, there is so much cash on the sidelines. Companies, especially big companies, have billions of dollars in cash on their balance sheet that they're ready to deploy as soon as they think that the other guy is going to deploy his. So we've got the potential for a snowball that could accelerate pretty quickly.
So which comes first? Let's come back after this, and I'm going to ask you that question. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is the egg, the egg comes first, right? And so is the egg the customer? Or is the egg the business who wants to try to stimulate the economy through their own expenditures? We'll get Mark to help us with that question after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. This Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine, one of the classics. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm kind of a classic myself. That's what I wish my children would call me instead of the old fogey. But my story is I'm a classic, and I'm sticking to that. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. Right on the right side, and you can see the question, click your answer, and when you click on it, you will be able to see, when you submit your answer, you'll be able to see how other people voted, what the percentages are, including how you rank, you'll get to see how you rank with the other folks, and see whether you're in the main or not. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, and lots of other stuff there, lots of other stuff that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the survey that Mark Rosenman brings us every month. He and Sam Norwood bring us the Tatum LLC Survey of Business Conditions, and we post that on the show on our website. They're very gracious to allow us to do that, and so that'll be up right away, maybe today. Mark Rosenman is with us. He's the Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. And, Mark, when we went to the break, you were talking about all the money that's on the sideline. I saw the other day something like $1.7 trillion is sitting on the balance sheets of major corporations.
It's amazing, and it's not
unprecedented in history.
They have plenty to spend it on too. A lot of companies have not renewed their plant and equipment.
And let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else, Mark. They're not turning it loose either. I can tell you that when it comes time to write those checks to pay those invoices, they're not turning them loose.
Right. I think that's right. You've got plenty of big companies to pay in 60 or 90 days.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, Jim, I was in Chicago recently, and there were kids lined up at the Apple store all night to buy the new iPhones, and that, to me, is a powerful testimony that when business has products and services that people want, they'll spend. So,
yeah, that's right.
I think that's what should make us ultimately optimistic.
Well, the other thing we got going on here is, and I want to come back to this chicken or the egg thing in a second, but the other thing to follow up on what you just said is that at some point in time, roofs wear out, cars wear out, jeans wear out. There's a pent-up demand factor in our economy as a consumer economy that's got to break loose before long, and I think, it seems to me. But back to this chicken or the egg thing, you were saying that some point in time these companies are going to have to spend. So my question is, are they going to spend because there's growth opportunity and because they feel it from their customers? Are they going to spend because they need to do something? They think they can get a better investment by spending, or maybe they've got some pent-up demand, some obsolescence and some maintenance they've got to do. So which is going to stimulate the economy more over the next 12 months? Is it going to be the consumer, the customer, or is it going to be the CapEx spending? What do you think?
Well, I think the customer is going to have to kick it off. But then hopefully we'll get in a cycle where businesses are feeling more optimistic. They start buying some of those new machines, the computers and so forth, taking out new facilities. There's lots of empty real estate out there. And then hopefully we'll see this cycle starting to build. But I think the consumer's got to belly up first, feel that they're a little more secure in their job, that the unemployment's not going to get any worse. They think their neighbor, their brother-in-law getting his job back, then hopefully that'll kick off a real tsunami of economic activity.
Well, and I'll tell you something. There's another factor that's really weighting things down right now, and that's our federal government. And I'm not, and I didn't say anything about parties, Mark. Mm-hmm. Our federal government is not leading right now. They're not. In fact, they're doing the opposite of leader. They're anti-leaders, because right now, the things that are coming out of Washington is not making small business owners want to invest and hire. There's an uncertainty, this level of uncertainty that's being created by Washington that's very, very damaging right now.
I would agree with you, and I'm being nonpartisan as well. We don't have government taking the lead in getting us out of this recession the way it should be.
Yeah.
Partly because they don't have some of the flexibility with the fiscal situation that that we should have. I think we've all got to sacrifice something to get the economy moving again.
Yeah. Yeah. On order backlogs, everything's sideways. Going forward, looking back 30 days,
yep.
Looking forward 60 days, order backlogs kind of sideways. Is this summer doldrum stuff?
Well, it could be, but I don't think we can blame it all on that. I think you've just got a situation where people are looking at their neighbor to see what he's going to do next. And the whole trend in the economy has been to minimize inventories, to only buy things to sell when you've got an order to from a customer, and that trend maybe has gone a little bit too far. So people have wrung a lot of inefficiencies out of the economy, but in return, we just don't have a lot of juice right now.
Right. CapEx, sideways.
Yep, still pretty much sideways. Companies are not making the capital expenditures that they would like to because of what we've been talking about. They're just not sure that the wave of demand that we've been expecting for a while is going to show up yet.
There's another element to CapEx, too, Mark, and that is the efficiencies that we've been able to get out of the Internet and related applications and resources. I mean, I'm spending money on CapEx, but I promise you I'm getting a lot more bang for my buck out of every dollar I spend than I would have gotten 10 years ago.
Well, that's the double-edged sword about the Internet. It can be great as a buyer, but as a seller, you can see your profit erode pretty quickly. That's why you've got to be sure what you're selling is not a commodity that can be lined up next to the next the other guy's product and evaluate.
But the beauty is it puts you in a competitive position, especially a small business, without having to have a bunch of money.
You can reach all over the globe for your suppliers and your customers, and that's a great thing.
And that's good for small business. That's another reason why I say the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. Mark, hold on to that thought, folks. We've got a few more of these to cover with our good friend Mark Roseman. He's the Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise we'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Mark Roseman is our guest. He's the Director of Knowledge Management at Tatum LLC. Mark, tell us about the website, and give us a website, and also you're actually part of another organization that I haven't forgotten about. I just forget to mention it. Tell us about that.
That's right, Jim. First of all, our website is www.tatumllc.com. Along with the survey, you can learn some interesting things about what Tatum does and some of our clients, who are some of, we think, the most entrepreneurial and dynamic companies around. Tatum was acquired recently by an interesting company called SFN out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're in the staffing business. They provide staffing in the areas of finance, technology, and light industrial. So it's all part of this this very dynamic shift of the economy towards more interim resources, flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Companies want to be able to turn on the dime, and that's what SFN's all about.
Right, exactly. And that's TatumLLC.com is where you find Mark's group and the survey.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move over and talk about, we talked about CapEx a minute ago. That's sideways, too.
Yeah.
And also unemployment. I mean employment. Now this is interesting. Looking back, you got a green arrow, but looking forward, you got a red arrow.
Right, right. We had a little bit of a bump up last month, but returned to flat or a little bit down this month. We're just not seeing the kind of forward looking view over the next 60 days. The companies are going to start hiring. that we thought we saw a glimmer of last
But the red week. Arrow is not a sign of layoffs. It's a sign of no hiring activity.
Kind of, yeah. We're somewhere in that zone between no hiring and heightened concern.
Well, don't you think that this is pretty emblematic of the whole economy? Because, you know, we everybody laid off probably too many people a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and then as the economy bounced back, we put some more people back on, and that's given a little bit of a boost to the economy from where it was. But now we're in a position where we're settling into what we have and what we need. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me that we would see this kind of a doldrum situation in hiring.
I think that's right, and I think a lot of companies know that there's great talent out there. We hear about companies hiring people at salaries well below what folks.
Oh yeah, now it's a buyer's market right now, isn't it?
It's a buyer's market, and some people are being hired even though the employer knows as soon as things get better they're going to quit and get a better job. So there's a lot of dislocation out there. A lot of people doing things that at a level that's really below what they're trained to do.
But you know what though, Mark, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't bet on that. Now, you're not going to be able to get people for cheap forever. You're going to have to, when things pick up, if these people work out, you're going to have to pony up and make it reasonable for them. But I will tell you, once you work for a small business and you see that it is possible to be happy and to not have as much stress, or a different kind of stress, a healthy stress, not a pressure kind of stress that you have in some of the big companies, once you get a taste of that, you start learning how to be happy with less of the accoutrement that you have with the big companies. Sometimes have, and I'm not sure the big companies are going to have that much those kind of bennies going forward. I think that world is going to change too. I just think, you know, it's kind of like going to Paris. You know, how do you get them back on the farm? Once you go small business, I'm betting on the small business, Mark.
Well, I think small business has a lot to offer, and that's where a lot of big. You know, a lot of big companies started as small companies. But I still think a lot of folks, Jim, would they look at big companies and they think security. And
why would they think that now?
That may not be true anymore.
Why would they? I mean, where'd that come from? that was a nice trip down memory lane, Mark.
That's true.
Capital availability and pricing. Sideways.
Still basically sideways. It's hard to get. It's hard to get your hands on capital. There's a lot of money, as we've been saying, on the sidelines. And, the rates may be low, a lot of investors with money to invest, but still hard to get people to pull the trigger.
Yeah. There is availability out there for small businesses, especially from the smaller banks. But the bankers that I'm talking to tell me that small businesses are still not asking for it.
And the deleveraging
continues, doesn't it?
Yep, and I think sometimes that old saying that the only people who can get credit are ones who don't need it.
Who don't need it? That's a reality right now. I think more than ever before, no question. Hey, Mark, give us the website one more time.
www.tatumllc.com.
Even though you didn't have great news for us, Mark, you delivered it well. I appreciate that.
Well, it's great to be here, Jim.
Thanks for being here, Mark Rosenman, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Knowledge Management at TatumLLC.com. Don't forget to look for the survey. There's more details in here that you'll benefit from. It'll be on my website. We appreciate them for doing that, for allowing us to do that, and it'll be on their website too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.